This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hi there, news listeners. It's time for your Thursday edition of the BCN News Show. It's the 11th of November, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been going on the past couple of days, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. iPhone 13 is where we're starting with today, particularly if you need to tear it on down. In fact, those folks over at iFixit, when they tore the phone down, that Face ID completely stopped working, which led a lot of people to ponder, okay, now what? Well, apparently Apple has answered us, saying a solution will be available in an upcoming software update. People actually started complaining to Apple, saying, hey, if I do need my iPhone 13 tore apart and it breaks Face ID, then what? Well, Apple now is promising it will make it easier to replace the iPhone 13 screen without breaking Face ID. Unfortunately, it's not really clear when Apple's going to roll out the software update, as Apple hasn't made that clear at all. The best thing we can go on now is at least they've acknowledged it, and they're gonna fix it. Ready to enter the Meta Microsoft universe. Yeah, that's right. Microsoft is going to partner with Meta, aka Facebook. What does the partnership consist of? Well, they're going to integrate Microsoft Teams right into the Workplace platform. Yes, Facebook Workplace. Or should I say, Workplace by Meta. Yeah, these things keep changing. Now, with Microsoft Teams integrating into Workplace, it will allow employees to use Teams or Workplace to view, comment, and even react to meetings in real time. And you won't have to switch between both apps. Of course, it's not the first time Workplace has been integrated somewhere. Lots of partnerships have taken place with Workplace. It is already integrated into SharePoint, OneDrive, and even Microsoft's Office 365 suite. And finally, all you dislikers out there that just go on YouTube, thumb down, thumb down, thumb down, thumb down. Well, we won't care about you anymore. That's because your thumb downs will no longer be visible to the rest of us. Yep, YouTube's about to start hiding dislikes, and we'll make those counts completely private for videos across YouTube, meaning only the creator will really know just how many thumbs down they got. Google's hoping that by hiding the thumbs down now and keeping them secret only to video creators will actually help the community in the long run, meaning less war of words. Now, Google has been testing this on and off for quite a while now, and in their test, they actually found out that harassment, went down quite a bit. As far as the comments go, well, that's still up to creators if you want to get rid of that negativity in your life or just leave it be. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find all the BTN content, including this show, the Mac show, the Big show, and the photo show as well. Of course, we're on Facebook at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And you can come join our BTN community over at our Slack room. It's easy to do, so come join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.